Okay, the first issue, okay. I'll come back to that later. The question you asked me is, what's the difference between the Torah Samachta B'Chagecha in terms of why these differences exist? I mean, what are these differences exactly? In between the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha that we find in Hilchos Chagiga and the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha, which we find in Hilchos Yontif, which Rambam doesn't quote in the beginning of Hilchos Yontif. And we pointed out that the Rambam is very clear that the mitzvah that he calls in Hilchos Yontif is only mechlau, that it's not mefurish b'kra, okay? And therefore, in the Protei HaMitzvah is only Hilchos Chagiga, because the Minyan HaMitzvah is a Minyan HaMitzvah Torah Shebiksav, and that's in Hilchos Chagiga, okay? So I'm trying to answer your question. The Pshuto Shel Mikra of a Samachta B'Chagecha is a Chavis Gavro, and as the Ram says, very clearly in Sefer Mitzvah, the Noshim Machayovis. Back to Seder. However, when it comes to the drosha, that which is not Pshuto Shel Mikra, let's even start before. When Rashi, for example, Kedushin, when he's talking about Pshuto Shel Mikra, V'chein Simcha, Lamadal Min Aleph, B'regel, K'dichsiv, V'samachte V'chagecho, Ato U'bincho U'bitecho. And that means the Noshim Machayiv. Okay? And he's calling the Pasuk as a Raya, okay? Now, however, there's another Rashi in Kedushin. Lamadal Mabez. And the Gemara that says, Oma Abaye, Isha Baal of Mesamcho, okay? So Rashi says, Baal of Mesamcho, Ein Chavis HaSimcho Tluye Bo. Baal of Mesamcho, Ein Chavis HaSimcho Tluye Bo, El Al Baal, She Samchena. Okay? Then Rashi adds three words. She turns the world upside down. Kri bei visimachta. The kids in the Pshuto Shel Mikra and Tosha Bakav stuff is visomachta. And you should be happy. And the drosha of Kori bei is you should misameach others. Okay? And this koribe is a type of drosha. For example, you find it, I'll give you one of the examples in the Gemara that you do such things. And the Yad Malachi talks about this type of drosha barichus. The Gemara Shoshana, it says, Eile Mordesh Metikoi Mekredesh. I should tickle oisam mikle kodesh, okay? It's written oisam aleph tov tzamach. And the Gemara Darshas, Om Nachmon, Om Eilim Heim Moadei, Heim Yoimru Moadei, Makudish Makudish, Chayzim Nelomeli. It means Atem, Asher Om Avomakro, Asher Tiku Atem, Kui Be At Oisam, Kui Be Atem. You read the Pasuk, and you play around with it, ki ilu, there are no nekudes, and you can repunctuate it in different ways. Okay? So the drasha over here, if it's simachto, means sameach acherim. That's basically the expression what you see in the Gemara Pesachim, on Kuf Tesman Aleph. Tor Rabbonin, chayiv odom lesameach bonov, ubnei beisai berega. Shneim v'samachto b'chagecha, v'am v'samcho, Samchom b'yayin, Rabbi Yehudai me'anoshim b'roi lehem, v'noshim b'roi lehem, anoshim b'roi lehem b'yayin. Noshim b'roi lehem, Tanei Rav Yosi, B'mai, Tanei Rav Yosi, B'bigdei Tzivoinim, B'bola B'bigdei Tzivoinim, Yisrael, B'eich Yisrael, B'bigdei Pishtim, B'gohotu. Okay, say that.
But why is the drush exclude the woman? It was, what, maybe women have to be Samir, someone else also.
Okay, so that's done. But you see, it doesn't come out like that because Rashi says, Ein Chayvus, look how Rashi says it. Ein Chayvus HaSimcha Tui Bo El Abayla. So I think what happens is that the Vesimachta B'chagecho is Aton, you should Mesameach the rest of your house. That's the Chayvus, how it plays out. Because Rashi seems to say from this change, you learn that Isha Baila Mesamcha. That's what he seems to do. Okay. Now, if that's correct, okay, that's certainly correct. You know, the question is, you know, what's the gap? Why should you assume if the Chiz Mesamech Achirim that it's only on the husband, okay, the Baala Bayis? But if you accept that, okay, then it could be the Ramban is very careful when he quotes the psukim in Sefer Ezra, both from Mikoy Kodesh and Simchas Yontif, okay, that there's on Rosh Hashanah. So he quotes in both in Mikoy Kodesh and the Mitzvah Simcha the issue of Mishloach Monos. And the two definitions, before I read it to you, you'll see, because the Mishloach Monos in terms of Mikoy Kodesh is that the day has a tzura barabim of it's kiddush the yom barabim, okay, basibas am, and getting everyone involved is mishloach monos, okay. However, in simcha the mishloach monos is mesameach acherim, okay. And listen how the Ramban quotes the pasuk. Listen to two different places. As far as simcha is concerned, he says hayoyim kodeshu l'Hashem elokeichem. Al tis avu v'al tifku. Ki kodesh hayoyim l'adoineinu v'al ta'atzvu ki chedz Hashem u'uzchem. V'ayelchu kol ha'om lecho v'lishtois v'lishloach monos v'lasa simcha k'gdeilo ki evinu b'dvorim asher hodiu lahem. That's what he calls the Gabi Simcha, which is Noegan Rosh Hashanah. Because he said the Mechal is Noegan Rosh Hashanah. How that should be, and why, I assume it's a very strange thing. Because you can't have a Hekish to your Machkir Pshuta Shomikah. And if you're going to say the Pshuta Mikah is Samach Bahagecho, is it called Mechagiga. And you can't have Hupshu Kol HaMoadim Zela Zulazu in order to say there's a little regal. So it's a very strange thing that Jerush is only as far as the Mechlal is concerned. Okay? But however, when it comes to the Mikoy Kodesh, Ramban says, the Tam Mikoy Kodesh, Shiyu B'yoyim Hazeh Kulam Kuyim V'ne'esofim L'kadesh Oysoy. Again, that's what the Mikoy Kodesh means. Everyone's together. Ki mitzvihi al Yisrael ikobet v'beis olokim. So even according to Ramban, contrary, beis olokim is deraisa, even though tefillah might not be deraisa. B'yoyim moyed l'kadesh hayoyim. It's not the pulis you do there, but the etzem fact you gather the beis olokim for dvorim shebikdusha. I'm not doing the classical sense of Rosh Hashanah, that itself is Mekadosh Diyoyim. Bifahesya, bitfila, okay. Even the Avodas HaTfila is not deraisa, okay? But there is an inyan of tefillah deraisa, and I guess the inyan halil, whichever way you like it, okay? Betfil of a halil lokel b'ksus nekiya. So I guess the ksus nekiya is not covered yontif, but the expression, or in other words, or it might even be covered yontif, but the kiva over here is a kiva mikol kodesh, that the day you're giving by your performances, barabim, you're giving the day new dimensions. V'lasa yisaysa yoyim mishta. The day becomes the yoyim mishta. Barabim. Because of the rabim. K'mo shenem b'kabola l'chu ichu mashman shesur amtakim, b'shul chomonis l'ein nochoyim, ki kodesh hayoyim ladunenu, b'shul chomonis l'ein nochoyim. That's what he quotes from Mikra. So that you see in the Ramban, then he learns the issue of Mishloach Monos. Because there are two issues in this Michlal. There's that the Rabbim as a whole have a day that has a tzura from the Fahesia of Rabbim, which is part of Mikra Kodesh, that's what he's in their Sofim. And the Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu that Ezra talks about is also gives it a tzur b'rabim of Yom Kodesh, which the Kaddish b'fahesia. Okay? So that's one. Okay? Okay, it's also Yom Simcha. The Mishloach Monos of Yom Simcha is something else. The Mishloach Monos of the Yom Simcha is not the V'samachta B'chagecha of Regel, because the Yerushalayim is not a Regel, but it's the L'Sameach Acherim. The Mishloach Monos is getting everyone involved, okay? And that is the Mishloach. It's not the Mishloach Monos of Purim. Maybe that's what Purim is all about, that the Yom should have a tzur of Yom Simcha, and then Mr. Ram is mashma like that, because Ram says mitzvahs Yudalit. He doesn't seem to have separate things. He talks about the Yoyim should be Yoyim Simcha. Okay? But that's not getting involved. It's not my issue now. Okay? Now, if this is correct, then the Ramams are very good. Because the Ramam Hilchos Chagiga, there's an issue of inviting people on Yontif. Okay? Where the Rambam discussed in Chagiga and in Yontif is a little different. Because in Hilchos Chagiga, the Rambam says in Perek Bei Luch Yadalit, Kesh Yizbach Od V'Shalmei Chagiga V'Shalmei Simcha Lo Yiyye Oichel Hu Uvono V'Ishtoi Bilvad V'Yidme Sheyase Mitzvah Gemura Elochai v'sameach ha'aniyim v'homlolim sh'nema v'alevi v'ager v'ayosam v'homol. Ma'achil akol umash k'fi osher. So if he doesn't invite them, it's not a mitzvah gemura. That's what he says. Gemura. Then he says, in Hilchos Yontif, different nusach. Perivav alichol ches, ukishu oichol v'sheise, chayiv lahachel lager layosav amono, im hoaniyem amulolim, avu mishenoel darsis chatzeroi, vi oichol v'sheise, hu ubonov, v'eno ma'achil umashkel aniyem umoi nefesh, ein zu simchas mitzvah, ala simchas kreisoi. It's nothing. Because that's what I'm telling you. It's Cholok B'Yetzim Yisrei Dimei. The mitzvah, which is Pshuto Shel Mikra, is a mitzvah of this, the mitzvah of the Somachto. It's a Chavis Gavro. Okay? And it could be, since the Pasuk talks about Yosam V'Almona, so you have to Misameach them also. But it's, you do a mitzvah, but it's not gemura. But since the mitzvah in the drosha of Rashi is called a visimachta, not visamachta, yishabaylo misamchot, misameach acherim, the chetzer of mitzvahs is mesameach acherim. So if you don't mesameach the ger, the yosel, the amon, you didn't do anything. And that's why his lashon hilchos yontif is zero, and the hilchos chagiga is einoy mitzvah gemur. And it haki is that.
But it could be mesameach ishto one of.
Yeah, but that, since the posik, it's mashmal. It's the whole thing.
The whole package.
The v'simach has to go on everything. And if he doesn't, if he leaves, and it's very interesting, even more so. You know, and this I don't have an explanation for. You know, if you'd be dashing, you can certainly say something. The Rambam is much more graphic in Hilchos Yontif when he talks about it and describes the dire plight of these people that you have to misameach. Because look at his lashon, he says chayiv lahachil. He says ela ukshuochu b'shoyto. He says, you see, he talks about chiyu. He says chayiv lahachil. It's a chayiv lahachil, okay. Chayv l'achil l'gel yosav l'amona im shah ho'anim hamhulolim, those that are in dire straits. Havu mishno el dalsas b'chatzeu b'oichu v'shoyis hu bolu v'ishtoi v'eino ma'achil o'mashkel anim u'lomorei nefesh. Again, more and again. Ein zu simchas mitzvah ele simchas kreisai. Okay. However, when he talks in Hilchos Chagiga, it's a little bit, you know, he's not as graphic, I don't know exactly why that's so, okay? But you get the impression that one, it's not a mitzvah gemura, and he didn't do anything. Okay? So all I want to say, if you say that, okay, the Rambam never says, the Rambam's Isha Baila Mesamcha, in the mitzvah, which is Mechlal, it can mean, even though in the mitzvah, from Regel, from Zvichas Korban, Noshim Achayiv, as the Rambam says, Noshim Achayiv is Besimcha, but in this mitzvah of Besimach, it's only the Baal. Okay? That's what I would suggest. If that's correct, then the Shagisayiv has Soga, and the Ramban is no Soga. Correct the Shagisayiv. If the Ramban is correct, they can derive the mitzvah's Halah from Besomachta Bechagecha, as the Ramban says. So why does the Gemara say that Noshim can't be Motzi Anoshim and Halel? Aye! It's stated in the Gemara Mefurish that Noshim Achayiv in the Mitzvah Simcha. So the answer is Poshet. Because the Mitzvah Halel is not Bosa Kochim. The Mitzvah Halel, the best it is, the Ramban clearly says that it's Mechlal Simcha, as he says. If it's Mechlal, it's only the Simcha of the Drosha, which, and that's what would have been Nogei on Hashanah Yom Kippur, as the Gemara says, but it's Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Mason, okay? Because it's not the mitzvah Torah Shebiksav. And since in that mitzvah, it's Nosh, Baila, Isha Baila Mesamcha, she's not Mokhuyiv. So if she's not Mokhuyiv, she can't be Motzei Achayim. She's Tachlada Mokhuyiv, though. It's only in the Ika mitzvah that she's Mokhuyiv. Okay? That's the one to suggest that the okay, you say it. Now next. Now it's just, I just want to tell you something. Remember, before we go on, remember there are two toots in the Ramban. He talks about Halil from Biyom Sibchaschem, okay, and he talks about Halil because of the Sabachta B'chagecha. So last week we pointed out very clearly that both Terutzim are working with the Gemara in Eirchin, okay? And the Gemara in Eirchin clearly, Lechayr is talking about, obiyonis mechaschem. This is talking about makiv v'chol. It's talking about what you do in the mikdash. And somehow the Gemara does a very, very strange thing. Okay, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara basically does is makes an interdependence between two things which a priori have nothing to do with each other. Okay, why? On one hand, the Gemara is talking about, you see, on every day there are Yom Tov Chaschem, okay, you might have a Shir, okay, Shir Salavir, okay, every day, okay, that, okay, but there are only certain days that is the Makir B'chol Makir, okay, and the Gemara seems to say that those days that you are Gemil Yochid Gemil Halav B'Gvulin are the, these are the days that Oviv that Makir B'chol. So what's the Yochid Gemil Halav B'Gvulin to do anything? Okay, so there are two ways to spin this, and this is going on Ramban, and the sugya does something which is amazing. What do Yom Tov Chaschem? A priori Yom Tov Chaschem do with Mikdash. So I need your Makir B'chol and Mikdash or not? What does it do with Halil? Okay. So that starts with this Drosh Yerushalmi, because Shir and Aviv and Cholol go together. That's the Drosh in the fifth Perek of Sukkah, Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph. This Gemara quotes it in Sefer in Urus Pesach when he talks. Okay. However, there's something very strange, okay? And it's what starts with what, okay? When you look at the Yerushalmi, it seems that the Aviv, the Cholol Makir, that engenders the Chiyuv Halal and Gvul, okay? Okay. But what's happening in the Gemara over here, it might be just the opposite. The question is, you start with the Chiyuv Halel, and therefore you have a Cholol Makir, because you have a very strange thing. But terms of Yom Tov Chaschem, there's no difference between Rosh Chodesh, okay? Let's even start from the beginning. The Ramban says that Yom Tov Chaschem, U'moadeichem, the Gemara says Rosh Chodeshchem, so the Gemara says, I let the Behal on Rosh Chodesh, okay? So the Gemara says that Kalel is Chadish Chag, the Lala Mekudish Lachag. And you need a Yoim which has Kedush HaYoim from Yis Asiyas Moloch, okay? Okay. So therefore what? Therefore there's no Halal Rosh Chodesh, okay? Correct? And that's the Drosha. In Mikdash there is Simcha, correct? And Vula not. Okay. So here's here another question. Is Ovid, is Cholol Makir on Rosh Chodesh in Mikdash? Say, Purisha said yes. But the Gemara says no. Because Gemara says Cholol Makir depends upon, in Halal are intertwined. And what the Ramban says is the Drosh is Mamayit Halal Vun. Which is an amazing thing. Purim Simchaschem and Mikdash is Machayim Halal Vun. And there's no Halal Vun. There's no Cholol Makir. So it's like a reversible equation. Not only Cholol goes together with Halal, as the Yerushalmi seems to say, but it can go the opposite way. And since there's a mute in Halal, in Gvulin, okay, so it made us no Cholol Makir and Mikdash. And that's the first day in the Gemara, which is an amazing, amazing thing, according to Rambam. Okay? So I assume that then it becomes even more strange, okay? So the Halil is an expression of Simchas Hashir, okay? And I guess even if you can call it Yom Simchaschem, if it doesn't go hand in hand with Halil and Gvulin, you don't call it Simchas Hashir, and there's no Chol Makil and Shalom Yisrael. That's the first day in the Ramban. You could talk about Halal and Gvulin, but Teres Biyam Simchaschem, But it goes together with Chol HaMakir, other Shtei Megamama, correct? I just didn't finish. I felt, you know, I'm talking about it because you have to see the whole picture. It becomes very strange. Well, the Ramban, you see, until the Ramban came, you didn't even notice the issue of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying something which is a priori absurd. Why in the world should Chol HaMakir Mikdash depend upon how long Gvulim? And the first test of Ramban says is a miut from Kalelis Chadish Chag that there's no Halel in Gvulim. So Mela what? There's no Chol HaMakir in Mikdash. Okay, that's fine. Now, how does it go the other way? According to the second shot, so based on the first shot, the Mechayiv is the mitzvah of Simcha Mikdash, even Halal Gvulim, but it's modified if the mitzvah expresses itself in Gvulim or not. Okay? That's what happens. Because the Ramban says, Miyut, B'Gvulim by Rish Chodesh. Correct? According to the second shot, when the Gemara introduces Moed and Rish Chodesh, Kodesh Chadesh Chag, L'chir, what the Gemara does is the opposite, it introduces the mitzvah simcha of a samachta b'chagecha. So it means that the machayiv m'halal now changes, even though it starts over yon simchaschem. Okay, by itself it wouldn't have been enough, but it's expression of a samachta b'chagecha. And then is an amazing thing. What happens? That when this is a samachta b'chagecha, it was yon simchaschem by itself, is not enough to mechayiv Chol HaMakir also. Okay? It means you need Simchas Yontif. And it goes together. In other words, the Gemara, the change in what's going on in the Gemara between the two Terutzim and the relationship, what exactly is Yom Simchaschem, the Gemara changes dramatically. Just wanted to point that out. There's a lot to talk about over here, but this is major. Okay? Okay, and also, you see, you need Ubiyoyim Simchaschem. Even according to the Pshat of the Samachta Bachecha, it goes together. Because of Brinishem, when the Gemara is Machadish, Chilu Kovan Oseyim, for the reason why you say Hallel, in Gvulin, on each day of Sukkot, as opposed to Pesach, the difference between the mitzvah Simcha and Sukkot and Pesach, that the mitzvah of Simcha, it has to do with Chilu Karbonis, that offhand is mad. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara. We don't know that the mitzvah Simcha changes with that. So what's the Gemara saying? The Ramban says, "Of the Machayif from Halil is a real Simchaschem or Simchas Yontif." Okay. So it means, that the Ubiyoyim Simchaschem has new dimensions. That's what I was saying. That if I have a new korban every day, that has a new dimension of Ubiyoyim Simchaschem. Because I did. So it's not, I certainly have to have Shir in Mikdash, but the Makke B'chol I wouldn't have. A new korban is Machayim Makke B'chol. So the Moses says, so bizay. Every Shabbos, there's a different korban. Okay? Okay. So most you need moyed. So most is every Rosh Chodesh. The most is Chadash Chagwin. The most Machadish, in that case, that if Yom Simchaschem is enough, but it's a miyut and gvun, or you need Simchas, it's a different issue. But at the beginning, the most remains by itself, that certainly Ubiyoyim Simchaschem has to do with Chilu Karbonis. At the end of the Gemara, it's coupled with V'samachta B'checha, not depending on the Pshat of the Gemara. But the Gemara, when the Gemara says Chilu Karbonis is a Chal Hashem in the Chiyum Halil, I don't think anyone's going to say there's a difference in the Mitzvah Simcha of V'samachta B'chagecha. Like you want to say it, say that, okay? That's what I wanted to point out to you. So it's just an amazing thing. It's like a simple sugya And you see, no one asked himself this question in learning Eruchin. And the Ramban Mamish, I think, has turned the world upside down. Okay? That's what I wanted to point out to you. Okay, now next. Now what I want to show you is how the Bahag, what the Bahag does here. Okay? Because the Bahag says in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, V'yomim shmona osa v'leilais v'layla echod ligmo meret ha'halil. The chiyu of halil is not only what the Gemara in Eichin mentions, the yud ches yoyim yochim goyim meret ha'halil, but also one night. That's the night of Lil Pesach. Okay? So according to the Bahaloch G'dolos, the drush of Chiluk HaMoneseim is real, okay? Because it's 8 days, okay? And he doesn't mention at all the Hal Netilas Luluv, okay? And the Hal Shechitas HaPesach, okay? Which the Ramban wants to say is a deraisa. It doesn't really explain why. We spoke about this, okay? It's because the word for Efshi Israel is Sheikh in Bishayim and not with Nen Lulavim or Mshira, Kilo Tsa, as I saw, okay? But the Bahag doesn't have it. It is Minyan, okay? So, even he can have, you can imagine the Baal Lochus Kedilis could agree with the Ramban that there's a Sfor de Reisa, but as we pointed out before, the Sfora is that the Simcha of Netilas Lulav is Machayiv Halal. It's a Shum in the Mitzvah. The Yom Simchaschem of Korban Pesach, of it says in the Sifri Zuta, Zivche Shalmechem, Zuzif Zvichas HaPesach, or this Simcha, the simcha samitzvah of being involved in that is machayim halal. It's not a halal of tushayim, of moye, of anes. It's a halal of excitement about doing the mitzvah. It's a halal which you can imagine the Rambam putting on under tachas and shalavarta, Hashem Elokecha, besimcha mutu leivo, melot koil. It's a simcha, is a mitzvah, is avodas Hashem. And especially those mitzvahs, which the chetz of the mitzvah is the mesameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the mitzvah of Yom Simchaschem, or a mitzvah of Simchas Luv, of Smach Lepnei Hashem Elokeichem. So that's nothing to do. That's not a separate mitzvah. So the Baruch Hu is counting separate mitzvahs. If there is a deraisa of saying Halil, b'teyus Netilas Luv is part of the Mitzvah Luv. And that's what the Ram says in Perches, HaSimcha Shiyismach Odom Basis HaMitzvah V'Avas HaKel Shetzivu Behen Avoy De Gedolihi Cholomei HaAtzmo V'Chul. However, Netilas, the Mitzvah, but it's not all Mitzvahs, I told you, it's the Mitzvah from Erev Pesach to Yom Simchaschem. And Luluv, there's a very interesting Rosh Hashanah Rambam in the 11th Shurish when he talks about Luluv.
Do you say Mechai Ochus?
I don't know. One second, listen. I don't know. I assume what's that. He says, Kamo Shinitz Tavinu, Shenismach, this Rambam discussing the mitzvah of Netilas Luluv. Kamo Shinitz Tavinu, Shenismach, Lifnei Hashem, V'yoyim HaRishon, Shosukas. Amavua, Shasimcha hi tiye belekicha kach v'kach.
Simcha
ruchnis. I'm not saying anything, but I'm just trying to tell you, and this simcha is machayev halal. According, so there's no reason to count as a separate mitzvah.
So what is to be simcha?
Okay,
to be happy.
Okay, that's the same. Was I a day? It doesn't say, you know, I'll tell you one thing. What it is it's not the simcha, the beginning of those days, which everyone's machuiv all the time. Okay, not to be umdik, which means to be depressed. Okay. Here, it's a simcha lifnei Hashem. That's what it's talking about. Okay. Lifnei Hashem is to be. That's why there's ruach chodesh and to be whatever you're not. Now, Ramban is a kasha. Okay. The two mekeres for this member of Rav Shimon ben Yotzadik. Okay, the way the Gemara in Eilchin quotes it, Yud Ches Yom Meshigav Mesahalel, doesn't quote the night. Okay. In Mesechah Seferim, it quotes the night. Okay. Frek Dom Bala Kasha, why doesn't the Gemara in Eilchin quote the Halel? Okay. Akash for Ramban. Okay. The Ramban is his Kasha, doesn't have a Pirush in Eilchin. But he asked Kashin Psalm. Now listen to what he says. He asked the Kashin. He says like this. Vim Tema, Kup Yud Ches, in Psalm. Vim Tema, for Gemor Dilon, Beperik Ein Nerochin, Toni Laho, Reb Shimon Ben Yotzodik. It's the same member, Mesechah Seferim is also B'Shem, Reb Shimon Ben Yotzodik, but there it talks about Laila, and Gemor Echin, it leaves it out. The same Baal Memra, called it a different way. Shmuel Asi Yom Shem Gomer Tahalim, but it's Tahalim. But look, Tony, Laila Shal Pesach. Okay. Zu Eino Teira. To Hosom, the Alasiyas Mitzvah like Tony. Teida, to Ho, Leimoni Nami, Shebesh Chidus Ha Pesach. The Tony Lub Masis and Hosom. Doesn't mean Shechidus Ha Pesach also. And the Shechitas HaPesach is a Hallel of Asiyas HaMitzvah, correct? So I ask you, the Hallel of Pesach is what, according to Ramban? It's a Hallel of Asiyas HaMitzvah. Because it wouldn't be a Hallel of Asiyas, you don't know what he's talking about. He's saying the reason that the Gemara there in Eilchin doesn't call this member of Rav Shimon ben Yotzadik about the Laila, because we're not talking about the same way we don't talk about Shechitas HaPesach, which is the Halil of Asiyas HaMitzvah. We don't talk about Leil Pesach also. So the Halil of Achilas Korban Pesach is the Halil of Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's Shechitas HaPesach. Okay. You know, frankly, you know, the whole approach is very odd, okay? Because if the Gemara is ready to slice up the Braisa and not call parts of it because not Nageya, so why is the Gemara calling Chanukah? And there's no Cholomakir, and it's nothing to do with Mikdash, it's not a Halloween, it's doing anything, okay? So I'm not sure exactly how Ramban deals with that, okay? But that's not, you know, that doesn't bother him. Okay, good to say that. Yeah, but then, if you're going to do that, the Halach of the Durs becomes very strange. Okay? Because why should that be in the mitzvah?
Well, why didn't Sofer they only quote one mitzvah? Because that's just the klal of mitzvah.
What mitzvah? What?
They quote the laila, the halal laila.
No, they quote everything. The yutches yomim and the laila.
And lulav and yom.
Doesn't quote anything. It's luk yutches yomim shigol mitzahalo, but laila echot.
What about the halal of shechitas pesach?
Doesn't quote it. And you don't get it exactly according to Ramban. Why Mesechah Seferim is the wrong called the Halal Shechitas HaPesach? Okay. Which is very odd, correct? He doesn't deal with that, okay? I understand the problem. But you understand that if the Achilas Pesach is Machayiv, L'Cheira, the mitzvah is the Achilas Pesach. It's a separate mitzvah to Halal. And if it is a separate mitzvah to Halal, to differentiate the two, and the Bahad shouldn't quote Shechitas HaPesach, because he quotes Kabbalas in his Midyan HaMitzvahs. So what happened exactly? Because very strange, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know how to put this Ramban together with the Bahak. Okay? But he's ready to say that the Hal of Leil Pesach is the Hal of Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's what he said in the first chapter.
What did the Bahak say exactly? Well, what's the quote of
the Bahak is very simple. The Bahak says one of his mitzvahs is V'yomim shmona osa v'layla echod ligmo bohen es ahala.
So the layla the Bhag is talking about is not the layla, it's not a halal of a siyas mitzvah.
I would like to assume that way, okay. But the Ramban clearly on the night, see, it's interesting, okay. If you look at the Rambam, first of all, when he quotes Alachos Dillis in the Shevish over here, doesn't quote the Laila, okay? And the Ramban also doesn't talk about the Laila, he just has an aside one place of Achilles Pesach. He doesn't talk about it either, okay? Because it's not clear to me how you would handle it if you learned that it's a Halal of Asiyas Mitzvah. Should it be part of a separate mitzvah or not? And how, why you machalik between Asiyas Pesach and Shechitas HaPesach and Achilosa, okay? And what do you do with Tilas Lulav? You say, it's the Halal of Yom Tov, you have to know what you're talking about, okay? And they basically ask you once, you know, it's a very odd thing. You know, if there's a spot that I say Halal from Tilas Lulav, someone who said Halal in the morning and is damning the Lulav afterwards, maybe they should have to say the Tilas Lulav with a Halal. Again, I'm not getting involved in that. I mean, according to Ramban, it's a separate svara de raisa of chiyefsha. I just don't get it exactly why I shouldn't. But lo shama halvi shanim yeshavti ben hachom. I never heard someone suggest the thing. But I just don't. If someone asked the question and asked me, what do you think the Ramban would say? I say, I certainly can imagine the Ramban saying you say halil. And if you tell me that Ramban says you don't say it, I find it hard to explain. That's fair? Okay, now, it's interesting, okay? There's another teretz in Ramban, in Pesachim, in Kuf Yud Ches, okay? The Oin, the Hosom Yomim Ketonim, the Foresh Mishnasenu, the Achol Makir, Lifnei HaMizbeach. Okay. So in this shot, you can imagine that the Machayev Mahalil, okay, of the Laila and the day are the same. And it's not a difference in that. It's just since the Mishnah, the whole discussion from the Chol Makir, so there's no Chol Makir at night. Okay. Because part of Akov is Korban, and it doesn't exist at night. So therefore, it doesn't mention Laila. Okay?
You're saying it's clear that the Ravah is switching, it's not the Halash from Mitzvah.
I don't know. The Oi, the Hosam Yom Ketanim. So what do you need it for? What is he trying with the Oi? I don't know if it's clear. You can learn the Hosam Tori, the Polish, the Cholomaki, the Knam is Be'ech. Okay? So this is very interesting. Okay? Let me ask you a question. No, so you could imagine if he disagreed in the second pshat, so then you can put it together in the Bahag, it's not a halal of Asiyas HaMitzvah, maybe it's okay. Chesed, I don't know anything. But you see, you have to understand, forgetting about the Ramban, if you don't look more Pesachim, you're very perplexed. Okay, let's forget about the Ramban for a second. Moses and Pesachim, Salihem Beis, when it talks about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, Olishon Ton, Halabachilosai. And however, in terms of Shchitosai, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, have Halabashchitosai. Fek the Gemara, Menorah Emili, Omer Abyechon, Mishum Shimba Yotzodek. Interesting, Mishum Shimba Yotzodek. Omer Kro, Hashir Al Yelochem, Kleles Kadish Chagbi. Laila Makush Lachag, Ton Shir, Ton Halil, Laila Shay Makush Lachag, Eno Ton Halil. So it puts together the Halil Lil Pesach with Kalis Chadish Chag, which is Pashas, what the Pesach is talking about. And if you learn that Kalis Chadish Chag is a issue of Tushayoim and no Tushayoim on Pesach Sheni, so maybe there's no Halil. Zeveze ton halo basioson. My time, He boys emo laila komamai, yoim loy komamai, which you don't understand what that means, b'chal. That means in yoim. You don't need mekudish l'chag? Very strange. Okay. The boys emo efshel yisrael sheikh lepschei v'lugus l'vein v'ein oimim halil. Okay. That's the boys emo. So what happened to the night of Pesach? Why do you say that's for Chavsh Yisrael on Leil Pesach? Shani. What do you do? Why do you say for Chavsh Yisrael Ochlim Pesachim Erem Shira? If you say that the halal of Achilus HaPesach is not a halal of Asiyas Mitzvah, you can begin to understand what's going on over here. But if you say it's a halal of Asiyas Mitzvah, it becomes very strange the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Correct? No, so I'm just trying to say independence. You wanted to see, you wanted the best of me, that Rabban wanted to say everything is Asiyas HaMitzvah and of Achilus Pesach. Correct? And I only present to you the Gemara Pesachim, and I challenge you really to really explain it in a way that you're comfortable that a halal of Achilus Pesach was a halal of Asiyas HaMitzvah. And the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, especially secondly, Bois Eimon, the Gemara, okay. You know, so what's going on over here? And the Gemara itself, in Eichin, used the Drush and Kalas Chadash Chag on the Yom from which Chodesh. And the Gemara says it applies at night, not in the day. What does that mean exactly? So Leil is Chadash Chag, not in the day. So what's going on with Eichin? The steam, you know, you have to ask them how the sugyas fit together. Okay? All I'm just telling you, it's not simple to say that the halal of Achilus Pesach is the halal of Asiyas HaMitzvah. And then I want to take even further. It could be that the halal of Leil Pesach is a whole different story over here. It's a halal of Shas HaGula. Okay? And once you do that, the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni becomes very simple. You understand? And then Kelelis Chadash Chag in the Gemara Pesachim, where the Gemara he says Laila Makudish LeChag is only an Asmach Tabalim. It's not a really serious drasha. Okay, and you know who says that? The Ramban, because the Ramban says. So then it has nothing to do with Shechitas HaPesach, Netilas Lulav, it has nothing to do with Chol Makir. It's a halal of Gula. Okay? I'm going to read it to you, okay? Okay? I'm reading the Ramban, I'm not doing anything more. I'll let you decide yourself, okay? Achshav Lomanu Michlal Hadvorim Shal Halal Shalali Pesach Tone who brocha, ligmo es a halal. She ain't derech beferish a yushalmi el kmoshi pirashno. Ubiraunu oisoi im shah hadvom mizbarim imoi mimsecha sefer. Okay. So this is basically very typical of Ramban, which the Miriam Morgan Obers had kind of the Talmidim that Kila Pasha Tamabab, there's no mention of halal la Pesach. And Ki'ilu uses form chitanium, you know, the Yushalmi and the Masechah Sefer, takes the whole portion and works with the Ki'ilu. That's where Bible is going like that also. Okay? V'toma al asmacha. Okay, listen to this. This is what I need. V'toma al asmacha. Heich lo yehetom brocha. She'ein l'cho halil chivo kachilis ha-pesach. Shehushas ku'ula. Then he says, "V'chein shoninu." He's going to Mo Pesachim. Horishon ton. This is put in because it's part of the statement. Horishon ton halav achilasoi v'samchuhu al hamikra tichsiv kolel hischadish chag. V'samchu. Because it has to be an asmachta. Because once you have ku'ula, v'samchu this whole inyan. I'll tell you something. If you do like this, then you have an amazing thing, okay? And it might even not be the Korban Pesach, it also might be Matzah, because the Ramban goes, V'chein Kriyas HaHalel al achilas psachim umatza chayva. Ve'ein hafsaka suda goremes bracha lo betchila b'sav shehektik noisa betchila b'hafsaka zu hilkok mavok betchila mitzvah b'sav betchilas mitzvah b'sav. So it means there's a halil of geula, which is in Pesach Rishon Achilo Asai, and then there's a halil of Asiyas Mitzvah, which is Shechitas HaPesach and Atilas Lulav. Okay? If you're ready to accept this, then something becomes very, very interesting. If you remember, I was bothered by two things. Why does the Ramban stress over here that Pake Igra, that they're singing with such enthusiasm the Halil, that the roof is about to shake and break? Why is that important for us? And then I ask you something else. Why is it that the Novi Yeshaya, when he's coming to the Nitzachon of Sancheriv, and he's telling you that you will be successful in your war against Sancheriv, and you will sing Halil, Kalil is Chadish Chag. What do Kalil is Chadish Chag? Why is this Halil different than any other Halil? The answer is, this is a Halil of Gula and Yeshua and Nitzachi. Okay. Which is very peculiar to Lil Pesach. And a Halav Nitzachim and Geula is b'kol rom, completely enwrapped with the emotion of saying Halal. And that's how excited and ecstatic you will be seeing the Nitzachim of Sancheriv. The Ramban of the Kol Rom over here makes a lot more sense, okay? And the whole comparison of the Novi Yeshaya makes a lot more sense, okay? It's Mamish Kabbalah, okay? But it's a whole new way of looking at things. Okay. I'll tell you something. I can talk about that. And I'll talk about this. There is an Ibn Ezra on Ubiyon Sinchaschem about Nitzachin and Matikim. We'll talk about it, Mitzvah. Maybe it is. I'm not getting involved in it, okay? Okay? But I'm just telling you over here, that's very important for us. And that's what he says, Halal of Gu'ur. Okay? Then it could be, okay, if that's correct, what happened in Mitzrayim? Okay? Yeah. I could have imagined in Mitzrayim, when they did say Halal and Shechil of the Pesach are not basic, okay? Okay. But was the Halal on Leil Pesach? There was no CPC in Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach in Mitzrayim, was there? There was no CPC in Mitzrayim. Did they say Halal? Okay. Chabri cites in the Kush of Tesefta at the end of the 8th Perek of Pesachim. He's up to Tesefta. Like this. Pesach Mitzrayim toned shir. Or Pesach Deir is toned shir. What do you mean toned shir? If you say the Chim Halal Pesach is the Fikah Chayom Lohidus, the Halalah, because of Chayom Lohidus, that's what's Mitzrayim, and you say it's part of CPC Mitzrayim, if that's true, it don't make no sense. It's double negative. But if you say it's a howl of Gula, then it's Kabbalic. This was the real Gula. So that is what I wanted to present to you. Okay? And this. Okay? It's nothing to do with Sikh Sain. It's Mamish. You look at Tisef, there's about the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and in Pesach Mitzrayim, there was Halal. Doesn't talk there about a Halal on Shechitas HaPesach, especially if you learn the Halal Shechitas HaPesach because of Levi and whatever it is, you know, it's not the Hudas HaMikdash, whatever, but There's no mention of Hallel there. Okay. But the Hallel, no mention of, then it's the same or different, no mention of Hallel about it, okay? But it talks about at the end, and I assume, because Tobalos Isiru is talking about, I assume that the Hallel where Pesach Mitzrayim, Ton Shir, or Pesach Doz Ton Shir, I assume it's talking about the Achilles of Pesach. And it's very interesting, that's what I would tell you. And certainly the word shir makes a lot more sense.
It's a smile, isn't it? It's the core, Achilles Korban, then?
The Achilles Korban, the Achilles Matzah are an expression of this Geula, I assume. Matzah Zu Shona Ochlen, Pesach Zu Shona Ochlen, okay? Is the fact that B'nai Shalom saved us, the fact that's what we say. If there was a Hallel Pesach, you know, in fact, I'm not getting involved in that. The Yalkut clearly says that the Hallel of Leil Pesach, Yalkut Shemoni, okay? The Yalkut says that Kumu Tzu, that Paul told them to go, leave Mitzrayim. At Chatzis, he was running around, Kumu Tzu, at where the Kumu Tzu? And Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Oibazei should free us, okay? And Paul said, Meikola Abde Paloi, the Achshov Atem Halu Halil Abod Mishar Kodesh Bochu Tzichla Meshiva. Haluko Halu Abde Hashem. That was the chest from Halu. And that was the Halu from the Pesach. Beseda? Okay, there's more, maybe I just forget about this, and we should move on, but we'll see. But the question is, there's a Rashba, that maybe the Ika Hallel is on the base of Knesset, it's not the Ika Hallel, I don't know, I wouldn't say that's a pshat in the Bahag, but that's really Nishtah Hin, Nishtah Her, and maybe we just go on next week, okay? But I thought that this is an amazing insight. Okay, that's all.